house and land packages. Visit one of their 50 display homes across Metro Melbourne and Geelong. Mimosahomes.com.au.
Kiss 101.1.
Footy Fever sweeps Melbourne. Hi, I'm Rachel Storer.
Your news now.
The Swans and Lions made their way through Melbourne this morning for the AFL Grand Final Parade. It's the first time since 2006 two non-Victorian teams will face off for the flag. But that hasn't stopped hundreds of thousands of fans from lining the streets. Margaret has been a Swan supporter for 82 years.
I didn't ever think in my lifetime I'd ever see a Grand Final and them to win two, and then we're going to do three.
Meantime, both sides have completed their captain's runs at the MCG in preparation for tomorrow. Police have called off their latest search for the remains of missing Victorian mum Samantha Murphy. Officers have spent the past few days scouring bushland south of Ballarat. No items of interest were found. Ex-Premier Dan Andrews will be getting a bronze statue along Treasury Place. Andrews became eligible for the honour in February last year for serving 3,000 days as Premier. And in Kyle and Jackie's own news, Katy Perry's Aussie dream comes true. More on that next.
Right now at 40 Winks, get any size mattress for the price of a single, plus earn double Qantas points. Limited time only, exclusions, T's and C's apply. 40 Winks, serious about sleep.
Katy Perry is in Melbourne getting ready to perform at tomorrow's AFL Grand Final. She revealed the one thing she really wanted to do here was meet the TikTok famous penguin Pesto. Katy's wish coming true. She says Pesto told her who will win the decider, but her beak is sealed. For more celeb news, get Kyle and Jackie's Own News podcast on the free iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts. Your spot check in a sec.
Go big. Faulkner Bingo Centre with huge jackpots, loads of specials and plenty of space for all your friends. Faulkner Bingo Centre in Faulkner and Croydon. Gamble responsibly.
Sydney coach John Longmire says Callum Mills reacted as you'd imagine after being ruled out of tomorrow's grand final. Longmire says it was a tough conversation.
The risks going into a game like this just seem to outweigh and go against Callum.
The Kiss cast is next.
The Kia Stonic. Compact SUV, but big on style. Designed for urban adventures. Available now. Book a test drive today. More at kia.com.au.
Clear skies tonight, down to 7 degrees. Sunny tomorrow for the grand final, 22 the top, and showers for Sunday, 18. Right now it's 15 degrees in Croydon, 14 in Carlton. KISS doesn't deal in just tickets. We deal in entire rows. Your chance to win free Coldplay tickets happens from 10 tomorrow morning and all weekend on KISS 101.1.
Horizon, an American saga starring Kevin Costner, Sienna Miller and Sam Worthington is now streaming only on Stan.
We'll do it live!
The biggest radio show in Australian history.
Get your hands up! Woo!
Broadcasting around the world.
The world.
The king and queen of radio.
Kyle and Jackie O.
Kyle Sandilands and Jackie O. Henderson.
The Kyle and Jackie O. Show
reigns supreme.
A show in Australia called The Kyle and Jackie O. Show.
Home of the world's biggest stars.
You know we're superstars. We are who we are.
Hi, Ed Sheeran.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
We're Kyle and Jackie O.
This is Pink.
What's up, guys? This is Justin Bieber.
Hi, this is Ariana Grande.
Hey, Chris Hemsworth here with Kyle and Jackie O.
Just getting started. How we feeling? Thanks for coming.
Kyle and Jackie O.
It's a good day, right?
You're listening to the boy from the big bad city.
This is the best radio show I've ever heard in my entire life.
You guys are incredible.
Kyle, let's go!
The golden microphone is on.
It's the Kyle and Jackie O, Hour of Power, still out of Beverly Hills. Hi, Jack.
Hey, Kyle.
Today, a lot of people, Tyler Henry, that psychic medium, he's got a Netflix show now.
Yeah, he does. I love Tyler Henry.
Yeah,
he's so good.
Really, really genuine young kid.
Very sweet, too.
Yeah, really sweet.
We're going to be chatting to him. Also, George Costanza, otherwise known as Jason Alexander, from Seinfeld. Kyle caught up with him on set of the Uber Eats ad.
That's right.
In Los Angeles.
It was weird because, like, everyone knows Costanza, you know?
Yeah.
No one knows Jason Alexander,
well,
the actor.
Well, we just see them as the same people, to be honest.
I know. I sat with him. That was great. And we got a weird ranger coming on for TMI today. The dude looking for
game.
Women. Yeah.
Yep. That's coming up in a round of our news. All the gossip on the way.
Okay. Live out of Beverly Hills, this is the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power.
For a lifetime, you're playing my mind. I'm the lucky one to have you by my side. Love on replay, reliving these days. I love wasting time as long as it's with you. I know this. you. I know this much is true. I can't get over you. I know this much is true. I'm so in love with you. I know this much is true. I can't get over you.
Around Australia is the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power.
If you do know me, you probably know me as Jason Alexander.
That's known on television as George Costanza.
Jason Alexander, we're here in Hollywood. I didn't realise you actually lived here. I just assumed you're a New York guy.
Yes, that's the big illusion of the Seinfeld show. They took everybody from New York, moved them out to L.A. to make a show about New York.
Did you really work here?
We shot no actor.
Yeah.
In any frame of the Seinfeld show was ever in New York City.
That blows my mind.
Everything that looked like New York we did here. Now they would shoot some, you know, some establishing shots in New York, but no actor performed a frame of the Seinfeld show in New York.
Okay, this is interesting. So we saw the Uber Eats campaign that you're the star of. We've seen a lot of people on these. They've bought out the cream of the crop for Uber. Did you ever sit back and go, will I get a call for this? Is it something... Like, you're not the type of guy who's chasing the Colgate ad and the Brute 33. You're not that guy. But this is it's a different company, Uber Eats. Why do you think so many big-name stars are like, I'm in it? Because we use it? We can relate?
Well, we definitely use it. Uber Eats became my friend during the pandemic.
Yes, a lot of us love that.
I didn't, because there were other apps that were doing delivery stuff, but they had, like, niche
weird names. I want the whole suburb.
And when my son, my older son Gabe, who said to me, why don't you just use Uber? Because I don't need a ride. And he said, no, they do. This is what they do. And I got the app. And I'm, oh!
How old's your oldest?
My oldest is 32.
Oh, my oldest is 2 years old.
Oh.
That's all I've got.
That's my grandson's
age. I assumed I wasn't working. So that's your grandson's age?
Yeah.
God, no.
So if you'd like to double duty for a while.
No. So when you did this campaign, obviously it's going back nostalgic. It's a classic character. I'm assuming it's George. Do they ever ask you to take the beard off? Like,
well,
really commit to the role?
So, A, it's not George, it's Jason. But, you know, it's Jason with a smattering of George.
Because Jason is, like...
Jason is Jason, even though the woman playing my wife is not my wife.
Right.
The beard, they would have loved for me to not have the beard.
Did they ask?
Of course they
asked.
And
you said...
It's not because of a vanity thing. I am about to do a production of Fiddler on the Roof, and I need...
But this is TV. That's like theatre.
Yeah, I understand.
I know theatre types think theatre is above movie star.
Well, we do kind of elevate it.
But isn't it theatre, TV star, movie star?
No. Well, for many, if I could make a living as a movie star, I might change my order of hierarchy.
What a great character!
Let's go back to 1980.
Who would have thought that would read so badly now?
Yeah, I'm surprised it is still as beloved as it is.
It's a movie about a prostitute.
Yeah,
that's not how it was sold to us, though. But we fell in love with the spirit of the story. It goes to show all different types of humans. Have a nice story.
Well, I'll tell you what Pretty Woman is. It is a testament to how good Julia Roberts is.
She's fabulous.
Because that performance kind of makes you forgive everything else.
Yeah, it does. That's
She's
true.
So radiant.
Yeah.
In that film.
And delightful.
You just kind of, you go, okay.
Do you think Julia would do the Uber Eats?
Julia Roberts?
Yeah. Would she do that?
You want me to ring her up?
You can ring her up.
She might. Who knows?
I've got to ask one more thing.
Sure.
It's nothing to do with the Uber or any of the past amazing work you've done. You've done cartoon voices. I felt stay in your own lane. You're a TV, you're a movie guy. You want to do the voices now. That's sort of my area. But anyway, you. Is it weird that as a 53-year-old man in Mel's Diner, I took a photo of a man who I really admired his look? and I've been searching for a different look. And when you're dealing with this, you're limited.
Who's the guy you...
I can show you the photo. Yeah. I don't know the guy. I did a sneaky...
Oh, was he a patron?
He was another diner. I didn't... And my bro, I was with other people, and they were like, that's not on.
And he's the guy you want to emulate?
Well, I'll show you, because I've got the grey hair and the beard.
Sure, yeah.
And I'm limited. I'll just quickly show you.
That's not limited in my book.
Well, yeah.
I only have the beard. You at least got the hair.
I've got Bruno back here. Bruno, he's bald. He's got all these issues. I said, no one cares. What do you think of that guy's... What do you think?
Oh, sure.
Do you think I could pull that off?
You could pull that off, absolutely.
Okay, well,
that's a little hair gel. That's all that
I wanted
is.
To ask you, but I thought, you feel like you're the guy to ask.
Bit of swag.
You
that's
feel
all
like the guy to ask.
Yeah, when it comes to styling and...
But,
yeah,
and do you just morph from Jason to, you know, how you said, a little bit of George, a little bit of Jason, and esque, it wasn't your wife. Who are you?
Who am I?
Who are you? Do you just put on...
I've been in therapy for 30 years trying to answer that question. You think if I could just spout that off, I would have saved thousands of
And
lives.
I've noticed also, you'll pop up on other shows for like a story arc.
Sure.
Do you enjoy... is that something you pursue? Do you think, oh, I don't mind that, whatever. Let's say, not this, that you've done this, Malcolm in the Middle. Not that you've done it.
Mm-hmm.
You do a little... You have?
Yeah.
Oh.
I did do Malcolm
I wasn't
in the
a huge
middle.
Fan of the middle. But,
that's right.
But the story arc, you enjoyed those? Like, because
so,
you mainly
talk about
theater.
Guesting on other people's shows.
No, I don't know about it.
So when I guest on other people's shows, the question is, A, do I want to be with those people?
Right.
It's not even the show sometimes, because some shows, you just don't hear much about them.
Sure.
But if they are populated with people that I go, I think I would enjoy the company of that group.
The actors
It could be actors, writers, directors, yep. The whole shebang. When you step into somebody's show, you're stepping into their house. It's
right.
Their house.
And you're comfortable in their house, or do you like...
Well, it depends on who my host is.
Right, right.
I've guested on shows where I went, I hope this ends fairly quickly. And then there are ones that you step into, and you feel like you've been a part of it all along.
Right.
And, young Sheldon was that way.
Oh, that's a great... Yeah, I love that show.
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel was
yes.
that way. So, you know, I've been lucky enough to guess... Right on a couple of occasions.
You made all the right choices.
I was invited to those homes. That was nice.
Well, that they are, because I think acting, one of the hardest jobs to establish yourself in and be good and huge and successful. Only the select few make it. But then making the right decisions along the way. There's layer upon layer of extra stress being an actor that people don't see.
You know, most people don't get to make decisions. People always. One of the questions that I get asked all the time is, how do you choose your roles? And I went.
Luck.
I don't take the ones that aren't offered to me. That's true. That's about the only choice I get.
So
to
what? You can't
the rest
tell
of it is, you know, is it really happening? Is it? Do I have to be naked?
Oh,
no. Okay, that's good.
And then they fall through some of these.
Some
things?
Fall through. Some make it. Some you do it. They never get out. Some the you know. But it's there's 50 people in Hollywood that are choosing their roles. The rest of us are going. You want me?
Please.
Oh my
thank you.
You
know. Well, look, the current role, Uber Eats.
Yeah.
It's great. It's great because you've been in our lives our whole life. That makes that. I know that's probably not great from your end, but from us, you're just one of those iconic, amazing actors, and you feel like you know you, but obviously we don't know you.
No,
you don't even know yourself. Whether you're George,
I'm still searching.
Jason,
I'm still searching.
Good luck with the therapy.
Thank you.
Thanks for a brilliant ad. Thanks for letting me come by the set and have a chat.
My pleasure. Did they give you an Uber Eats bag on the way in?
No. But what do you get?
Whatever you want. That's the beauty.
The canned laughter.
Everything you want except the things you shouldn't have, like canned laughter.
Who came up with the canned laughter? Was that a
that was them.
Was that you?
No, that's not me. That was them.
So you've come up with nothing. You've just...
No.
You've scooped up all the magic.
That
you've
is
been
the glory of
unicorn.
Being me, is I get to go for the ride.
I love it.
I get the lion's share of the money.
I love
with
it.
None of the responsibility.
That's what we all want.
Right?
It's good to see you, mate.
Thank you so much for having me. A pleasure
to see you.
And do the look.
Oh, no, I'm going to.
It's going to be
I'll
great.
Send you a photo.
I look forward to it.
Thank you, mate. There's Jason Alexander. Thank you, mate. Appreciate
it. My pleasure.
The Kyle and Jackie O.
Hour of power.
Time stood still. Just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it when you know it, and I
know. Promise that you hold me close, don't let me go.
Jackie O, Hour of Power.
Kyle and Jackie O's.
Too much information.
Too much information.
Been a few weeks since we've done a TMI. Have an interesting fellow ladies yeah. lineup.
Yes.
All we know about this guy so far is that he's open for relationship. Are we going to go through all his little weird closet skeleton things?
Yep, that's right. And then you'll find out everything you need to know up front before you even begin the date. Yeah. And if you don't like what you hear, if you hear one particular information, a bit of information, hang up. That's fine because we've got 10 ladies all lined up, ready to date, and we'll see who's left at the end
of it.
It
just cuts to the chase. So you don't find out 3 months later, he's missing three toes. That's a deal breaker for me.
Okay, let's meet today's TMI contestant. Justin is 30 years old.
Hey,
hi, Justin.
Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thank you.
You're a happy-go-lucky fella. I'd look at you in the street and think, he's got girls lined up around the block.
Oh, thank you. Look, it's been a while, I'm not going to lie. But hopefully.
Okay.
Well, should we rip the Band-Aid off and let's start things?
Well,
okay?
I'd like to know what he does for a living first.
Just as long as that's not in there, right?
It's not.
It sounds pretty normal.
Yeah, you do.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a tour guide, so I travel up and down the east coast of Australia pretty much most months.
Oh.
Tour guide as in...
So I lead like groups of like 20 to 30 people on a bus. I drive it. We go up to places like Byron Bay, Brisbane, Ellie Beach.
Are you on the microphone? You're like, okay, driving through. This is Port Stevens here on the left.
That's actually spot on. Yeah, literally like that.
My mum and stepfather did that for 20 years.
Really?
Driving the buses, the coaches.
Did they?
All up and down Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria, everywhere.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. It's a great way to see the country.
And you meet some fascinating people. Some people you'd rather not see.
You banged any of those, banged any of them on the bus, on the tour bus?
Oh, look, Cole, I mean, there was a moment in Europe. I don't know if it's in my TMIs or not, but I could talk about that.
Well, if it's not, we'll
bring it up. Otherwise, we'll hear it soon, no doubt.
How many ladies are on the phone there, Jackie? 10
ladies. Right. Here we go. Here's fact number one.
Hi, my name's Justin. I'm a short ginger king at 5'8".
Five foot eight. Yes. And ginger. But you think those two are important?
But that's not, you're not Harry Styles. Prince Harry ginger.
Literally all the time.
Prue hates redheads.
Ah, come on.
Okay, never
all my life.
Okay, all right. Let's go to fact number two.
I love to collect coffee mugs.
Oh, that's okay. A coffee mug.
Well, it depends. If What's he's got the entire lounge room wall yeah. covered.
How many coffee mugs do you have there?
There is 30 in one of my houses. And then I'm pretty sure I've stored like another box of 20 or so at my mum and dad's house. So
right.
there is a fair amount of coffee mugs I collect from most places around the world.
All right. All right. Let's go to fact number three.
My party trick is that I pick drinks up with my toes.
Oh, you pick drinks up with your toes. Okay.
Yeah.
My wife does that. I call her chimpanzee feet. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She picks up the remote and everything,
she
does doesn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I do that
really
well.
Half monkey. My wife's half monkey. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
No, well, that's just why handy. I use my hands when I can use my feet, you know?
Well, the good thing is, let's say you're massaging your lover with two hands full of oil, you can still puff away on your cigarette with your feet.
Exactly. I can, like, get it mostly up to my mouth. I used to get it all the way up to my mouth when I was 20, but now that I'm a bit older, it's a bit harder, you know?
Okay. Well,
yeah. All right. Let's go to fact number four.
People always think that I'm gay.
Why is that?
Well, I'm a massive theatre guy.
Theatre guy.
Yeah, a massive theatre. I'm at the theatre like every single week, and people, I think someone called me once the most straight, like homosexual presenting guy that they've ever seen. So I'm very.
What an honour.
Yeah, I know. People always just say, oh, I thought you were gay. And like, no, I'm straight.
I don't look at people and think gay, unless it's obvious. Like Lockie or someone like that, you look and you think gay. I don't think of it. So it's weird. You just seem
girls
like a nice
do.
Fella. Oh,
girls do.
Yeah,
do
girls,
they?
Girls yes. generally, yeah. You get to that point
the
where
the girls
like,
are the ones saying.
Yeah,
that.
You make your move on them and they go, oh, sorry, I thought you were gay. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm not.
And you go, oh, no. And they go, well, how weird that you've been watching me undress in my wardrobe for the last 6 months, masquerading as my best gay friend.
Here's fact number five.
I've been hurt by blondes before, so I'm only into brunettes.
Oh,
interesting.
Is that right?
Yes. Hurt by how many blondes are we talking?
Probably three times now. Three times. You know, you go fool me once, fool me twice. Third time, it's like a done deal.
And you're putting that down to them being blonde, or have you tried brunettes and they've just never hurt you?
Yeah, yeah. I've had, I've been with a couple of, you know, brunette girls, Spanish girls, South American, and, you know.
Oh, and they don't break your heart. Yeah.
No.
Well, okay. So... Gee, that's very mature to decide after two blondes. All blondes are out.
Yeah, all
blondes
are out.
Well, I might have been waiting for Jackie to come into my life, you know.
Angelica hung up.
Angelica's hung up. She's 25. She must be blonde.
She loves military-type boys. Oh, I know the type.
Oh, that's not you?
That's
no.
not me.
Reckons it's the emotional damage that she loves.
Who's hung up
loves
now?
She would love Hulk.
We've got
Lauren. Lauren's hung up.
She hung up too.
Lauren's aren't any good anyway.
Oh, Lauren's are beautiful.
They're no good.
Oh, no, who's hung up now?
It must be all blonde people. No.
Oh, God, is
Lucy.
It Lucy?
She just separated from her husband. So she just wants a little bit of fun, and she must have thought, oh, this guy's soft-cocked, I'm out.
Right.
Well,
you do come across a little... Yeah. But you are a bit soft-cocked with, you know, the weird... all blondes
around. Well, I mean, she could have hung around, you never know.
I get it.
Let's go to fact number six.
I used to wear suits everywhere because I was obsessed with Barney from How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, yeah.
Which one is he?
The gay one.
Ironically, the gay one. Neil Patrick Harris is gay.
Oh, no. Oh, someone else. Melissa's
hung
up.
Back when I was a teenager.
Oh, that's fine then.
Yeah.
Let's have a listen. Who'd you miss out on? Melissa, she's a baker.
Oh, shit.
Who loves tattoos.
Katie's,
and they're hanging up.
Katie's hung
gone.
Up too.
What's her story, Jackie?
Katie, where is she?
She's a copper.
Oh, there we go. She is. And she
she's
loves
a cop
to crochet.
Who loves to crochet.
Oh, interesting.
She wants a gentle guy that's happy and he wants...
And simple behind her...
No, she wants him... Sorry, that is happy to act as a simp behind closed doors.
Oh, right.
As a what?
Is a simp like the
Peter
guy
that...
Peter
wrote
that.
Is that the right information,
like,
Peter?
That sort of thing, you know what I mean?
No. I thought a simp was like you're dominating him. Is that right?
Let me call him back and check one second.
Or is he the one...
Hey, guys, it's Hulk here.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Hulk, he knows.
Yeah, maybe that's what
just to clarify, a simp is like a dude who, like, he's a bitch for women. Like, he lets the women wear the pants. Sorry, I'm eating a croissant.
Yeah.
And I just got a tooth taken out yesterday, so I'm really living
fine,
the dream.
That's fine, bro. You do you. We're all terrified,
oh,
so whatever you want.
That's hilarious.
So you're saying that cop wants some little bitch at home that she
can dominate.
And this guy doesn't clarify. He qualifies this bloke.
He fits the bill to me.
I thought I kind of fit that bill a little bit. I'd be
happy. That's what I think. That's not being insulting. You're 5'8", you're ginge, you're soft, you're nice.
Yeah, thank you.
You know? Maybe that copper was a blonde.
Maybe.
Okay, let's go to next fact, number 7.
Once in India, I thought I met God.
Oh, what happened?
Well, I ended up in hospital randomly from what it turns out to be heat stroke, and in the midst of, like, my heat stroke sort of delirium, this woman just appeared in front of me, massaging my head and saying, "Rest now, my child, you'll be fine." And then I passed out, and I swear to I think it was God.
So you don't think that was a real, like, a village woman that came up and found you collapsed?
Yeah.
No.
You thought it was, like, some sort of spiritual
thing?
They
chucked me on the back of a tuk-tuk and took me to the nearest hospital, and then I passed out and I came to, and then this woman was like, "Rest now," and I was like, never saw her again. And I was like, was that God? I don't know.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I thought I met Jesus once.
Oh, yeah?
I was I was overseas, did LSD, and then I was chatting to this girl who was a hairdresser from Newcastle.
Oh.
And she was telling me things, and I was like, "I think you're Jesus reincarnated."
Oh,
I think we've lost our way here a little, everyone. What's the next fact, please?
No offence, but I'm not really into the thicker girls.
Same.
We've lost one.
Yeah. Oh, big Maria out.
Maria's gone. We're left with two, okay? So two are left. We've got Lizzie and Alana.
Oh, nice.
Sound lovely.
Okay, let's go to fact number 9.
I have a podcast all about theatre.
Well, there you go, the last two.
Yeah. They'll jump off, isn't that it? That's it.
No, Lizzie.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Listen, you know what? It doesn't matter that theatre's another limp-wristed type of association you've got. You've got your own podcast about it. That's something to be admired.
Yeah, I get invited for the opening nights. You know, I'm there every day, opening nights all the time. So I'm always happy
to
bring
someone
around.
Oh, okay, let's go to the last fact.
Dare we play it with one caller left?
No.
Roll it.
I once dumped a girl because she wanted kids and I don't. Well, that's probably going to be the turning point. Well,
no. Like, you're only 30 and you did this once. When? Years ago?
Yeah, it was actually just last year. She wanted kids, like, you know, now.
You've got to be both ready.
And I
did. You both got to, it's, you know, can't be, you can't just give someone a child because they want it.
Like, I'm not saying I'm open to it, but it just wasn't at the time.
Alana is left and she has not hung up. So, Alana, meet Justin.
Hi, Alana.
Hey, Justin. Hey, guys.
Hey.
How are you?
This is very interesting.
Yeah, I know, right?
Now, Alana, I'm going to read out some of your stats the producers took. She's into guys with accents, tall, dark, handsome guys, completely the opposite of what we got sitting here.
Completely opposite, but that's okay.
She is a business manager and was on Australian Idol last year.
No way.
Alana, do you remember me?
What did you sing?
Is this the hat?
The hat? No.
No, clearly not.
It was at the end of the night. I sang Shallow by Lady Gaga. Definitely not the song I want to choose. Pink dress and not a good time.
Pink dress?
Yeah.
You had a pink dress? What colour? Is your hair white?
No. It's like brunette-y, red-y.
That's unlucky.
Ah, there we go.
I'm just trying to I barely know who won last year.
Are you the brunette?
I am.
Oh, I remember.
Oh.
Of course,
there was what? Yeah, that's a 50-50 there.
Okay, Justin, do you want to ask her a question since she knows so much about you?
Yeah, I'd love to know what is one kind of, like, what's your worst date story that you've had that kind of, like, has struck you to the core?
God, he's asked like a newspaper journalist question.
Yeah, sorry.
That's all right, no. Justin.
I mean, there's lots of worst date stories, to be honest. Everyone's got their thing. God. I mean, off the top of my head, you really put me on the spot here.
Maybe you've never had a real bad date, you know? There's something that stands out or it doesn't, really.
I mean, there was one time I had to call the police.
Oh, wow.
Not sure if like something was stand... completely catfished. And...
Yeah. What do you mean? You felt trapped or what happened?
Yeah, he tried to, like, lure me to this place that was isolated, and yeah, it was like a full thing. And
then, like, jeez, that is a proper bad date story.
That's
by the time we got to the date.
Jesus Christ, that's crazy.
Wow, you two, like, so you want to go out on a date together?
I mean, I'm definitely interested, yeah.
Yeah, I'm down. I like your energy. I like that you're into theatre.
Thank you.
I like that you collect coffee mugs as well, because me too.
Alana, enjoy your date. Justin, love it to meet you. I hope it goes well.
Kyle and Jackie O's Hour of Power. Kiss Melbourne.
As Australia's largest not-for-profit health fund, HCF is always finding ways to give more value to their members. HCF puts their money where their members are.
Plenty of crashes around this afternoon. One of them's on the Western Freeway inbound at Leakes Road. Greenvale as well. You'll find this one. Somerton Road westbound at Mickleham Road. Endeavour Hills doesn't escape it either. Heatherton Road at Mosquiel Park Drive. And Wollert, Craigieburn Road east near the Hume. Melbourne will set the pace. An unmissable Formula One season opener. Formula One Australian Grand Prix 2025 tickets on sale October 8 at grandprix.com.au. The Kiss cast, light wins tonight, then an absolute ripper for the GF tomorrow with a top of 23. Right now, 14 degrees. It's Kel Bailey, Kiss traffic and weather together first with Kyle and Jackie O on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Everyone in Melbourne is chasing Coldplay tickets.
I'm calling for Coldplay tickets.
Coldplay.
For Coldplay tickets.
I can't believe you guys are giving away rows of tickets. That's amazing.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
Can everybody hear us okay?
Oh my God. I can't believe it.
They are amazing live.
Keep it Kiss all weekend to win. From your home of Coldplay, Kiss 101.1.
Hey, comedy star Jason Alexander here. You can get almost anything on Uber Eats, like Chook, Snags, and Chewy. Wait, is this a joke?
Get almost anything on Uber Eats.
I don't think dying's the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello? The brand new season of From, now streaming only on Stan.
Keith Urban's High and Alive World Tour. Monday, 25th of August and Tuesday, 26th of August. Rod Laver Arena. A night of hits. With special guest Chase Matthew. It's going to be a party you don't want to miss. So grab your tickets now from tickettech.com.au. Keith Urban. Presented by TEG Live.
Outdoor enthusiasts, listen up. The holidays are here and 4WD Supercentre wants to get you out there. We're running a gigantic up to 75% off sale this weekend. That's right, up to 75% off. Like gazebos, picnic and cookware, fridges, batteries and more. Plus, don't miss out on our biggest ever rooftop tent clearance sale, including lowest ever prices on your Adventure Kings favourites. Shop our up to 75% off sale in-store or online at 4WDsupercentre.com.au. The Discount Kings will always get you out there for less.
So what do you think?
Oh, it's shorter than I was expecting. Yeah. KFC's doing 6 for $6.95 hot and crispy. Shut up and take my money!
Not everywhere and not forever. Pick up only.
Hey, Dad, can I borrow you?
Achoo!
Dad, can I borrow...
Achoo!
Dad.
Achoo!
Dad.
Achoo!
Hey, Fever, got you snotty, itchy and sneezy? Chemist Iron has hay fever and allergy relief for that.
Hey, Dad, can I borrow you? Dad.
If it's effective relief you need, chances are there's a Chemist Own for that. Always read the label and follow the directions for use.
Updating your bedroom? Perfect timing. With up to 50% off during Bedshed's mid-season clearance. That's up to 50% off mattresses, bedroom furniture, kids' beds and more. End Sunday. Bedshed. No one's better in the bedroom.
On, off. On, off. Having access to cash can switch your business on, help you grow and scale. But without a healthy cash flow, your business can get switched off. fast. If you want to switch your business on to buy new stock or equipment or simply improve your cash flow, get on deck with an OnDeck business loan. OnDeck provide business loans up to $250,000 with funding possible the same business day. Switch your business on. Visit ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Hi, comedy star Jason Alexander here. You know, I've been flown to Australia to tell you you can get almost anything on Uber Eats, like chook. How do you say that? Snags, Mozzy spray, and Chewy. Okay, what is this like? What is this, a joke? Sangha. Okay, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore.
Get almost anything on Uber Eats.
When I, Ramon Jamon, pull a juicy pork roast from the oven, I take my fork and taste the crispiness of the crackling. Porque I find it soothing. Life's tastier when you get some pork on your fork.
Horizon, an American saga starring Kevin Costner, Sienna Miller, and Sam Worthington is now streaming only on Stan.
Kyle and Jackie, Hour of Power. Let's do this now.
Oh, yeah. Jack's got some own news, all thanks to dailymail.com.au. Everything you need to know right now. What's happening, Jack?
Cardi B's divorce from Offset is getting a slightly uglier.
So they're through.
She filed for divorce from him in July. They've been together for 6 years.
Aren't they always on, off?
Well, yeah, but I don't think anymore. She was 7 months pregnant with their third child at the time when this happened.
Right.
And she's never afraid to air her dirty laundry. She went on Instagram Live yesterday and was addressing Offset directly in this Instagram Live.
You got it?
And bear in mind, just for context, Offset allegedly cheated on her during her pregnancy. So that's why she's pissed.
What, is this for us to now feel bad, like, that he's naughty?
Well, just why she's pissed.
Why she's pissed.
I guess for context.
But there's no proof.
But that's I don't want to say Aura because how would I know? You know, I don't know. But anyway, let's have a listen.
Yo, when I tell you, the narcissism is all time high. And you know what's so crazy? I really be feeling like when people be saying like narcissist and everything, I be like, do y'all even know what that word mean? But now I really do see what's a narcissist. You know what I find so crazy? That a think that they could just buy a bitch. You know what I'm saying? I love me shit, but you can't buy me no more, motherfucker. And it's so crazy that a that's enough. It's not enough, honey. It's just not enough. And you know what's so funny too? Since you want to fucking threaten me, talking about you want to take my shit, you want to take my shit because I'm moving on? Move on. Why can't you move on? Thank you for my kids, though. All three of them. I don't regret none of them. But I regret you. F*** you. I'm too good for you. I've always been too good for you.
Yeah. Wow, it's ugly. And then he was on there. So, you know, when you join an Instagram Live, it will say, like, Kyle Sanderlands has joined this Instagram Live, but it said, obviously, Offset has joined this Instagram Live.
So he went on to watch it,
and then he commented.
Oh, God.
And he said,
I love these open forum arguments.
He said, you effed with a baby inside, tell the truth. So he's accusing her of being the one of cheating.
Sounds like you might have just thrown a wild lie grenade into
that. Oh, it sounds very narcissistic to do that. I think she's quite right. In calling him a narcissist.
I'm a bit with Cardi B. I am a bit confused at what girls think a narcissist is. Like,
yeah. It's not... Well, I don't know. I can't speak for what girls think a narcissist is.
Anyone that doesn't agree with what the girl thinks
is a narcissist. A lot of people confuse what narcissism is. They don't understand it completely.
Didn't it used to just mean you love yourself?
No. Well, that's... I think back in the day, people did think that, actually.
Sorry, I had to laugh at you then, Jackie. You're telling us what a narcissist is while constantly adjusting your fringe like some sort of TikTok girl. Like, the whole time you were saying you're what a narcissist were, you're trying to make your fringes perfect.
But a narcissist isn't someone who wants to, like, look good.
What is it?
That's not it.
Yeah, this is it. It's changed now, Kyle. The girls...
Lockie, get the dictionary meaning of narcissism. No one's changed the meaning.
It's just people now understand the definition.
You may know, but we don't know.
Yeah.
Guys, Lockie is going to read out the actual meaning of narcissism.
Well, okay.
So, narcissism is a self-centered personality style characterized as having an excessive preoccupation with oneself and one's own needs, often at the expense of others.
That's perfectly explained. That's every person on earth, so everyone knows. And if you want to break it down even more.
At the end of the day, everyone will choose themselves. Before they,
no, they have. They don't have a lot of empathy. They're incapable of having empathy. They're very charismatic to other people, but behind closed doors. Never said anything about that.
Yeah, but the dictionary doesn't.
That's giving you one line.
So what? Some herbalist thinks that
that's
it's
giving
all these
you
other
one
things?
Line. One line. That's all. Yeah, that, it's just a quick definition. Yeah, if you want to understand it more,
I think I am probably a narcissist.
Well, what you were just saying then, Jackie, I was like, Kyle, tick,
you're super
Kyle,
charismatic
tick.
And you want to impress everybody because you feed off being put on a pedestal and being praised by others.
That is absolutely
now,
correct.
Now, when the adoration wears off in a partner...
Oh, yeah, you divorce them.
Right. Yes.
Yep.
So,
yeah,
like,
you go,
no,
bitch,
or,
where's the new lot?
Or what happens is you will then, behind closed doors, that narcissist will treat you like shit because you're no longer seeing them with rose-coloured glasses, but they make out they're amazing to everyone else.
I mustn't be a narcissist because I don't treat the girls, anyone that I've been in a relationship with, married to, dated.
Yeah, very nice.
Don't treat them like shit.
No.
If the relationship sours behind the scenes, I go a bit insular and sad, thinking maybe my idea of love is a fantasy and it's not a real... I can never achieve what I want. How do you communicate
that feeling?
To who?
To your partner.
Oh, once you know that, it's the communication, you think, you had your shot, there's not worth communicating.
Oh,
it's time to move on. Once you realise, that they are not into me, like, and I need more than that, convincing them to pretend or to... people are just never going to change.
Because they can move on super
People
quick.
Won't change.
Yeah, and they don't kind of, they just...
Making someone, you know, do this or do that because you want this and you feel you've read a book, it's bullshit. Yeah. You just got to mix for you,
yeah.
Don't.
Look, you're probably talking about something slightly different there, I think. You're talking about someone. I'm not talking about myself. I'm not talking about a partner falling out of love with you. I'm talking about just that you no longer. You know how when you meet someone and in the honeymoon period, they would probably put you on a bit of a pedestal, like, adore you.
Yeah, yeah,
and then as the relationship grows and time
and
goes on,
just a piece of shit. You're not that special.
it's not as honeymoonish.
Yeah, yeah, that's everyone's relationship,
right? And so a narcissist struggles with the no longer being adored, so they find
they can't
that
move
feed
into the next stage of just.
That's right.
So the
sorry,
other
how
person.
Would Brooklyn understand?
Yeah.
You don't have the same feelings as straight people.
Again, you're missing out.
But you know, Mike Tyson, right? Let's move on. Yeah. Mike Tyson's fight is coming up to Jake Paul, and he said the other day to Jimmy Kimmel about how he's doing some pre-kind of concoction of magic mushrooms and weed, and he plans on being high when he is fighting. Were you there for that?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry, you're looking like...
No, but I he went and admitted all this. What about the anti-drug rules and fighting? I will tell you,
I'll play it for you since you missed it. It was on Jimmy Kimmel. Have a listen.
Will you be high when you fight Jake Paul?
Oh, I'm going to be so high off life, yeah.
Will you be high on marijuana as well?
That's a possibility, too.
It is a possibility.
Yeah, Mike loves.
Yeah,
sure.
Well, Mike might be in trouble because the Texas Athletic Commission have warned that they will be drug testing Mike the day before the fight.
And if weed shows up, yeah,
then
what, they're going to cancel
because
the
that's
fight?
On the list. Yeah, and if it's a failed drug test, it means an automatic 90-day suspension, a fine, and if the winner of the fight tests positive, the outcome is changed to no decision. So they take the drug test, but they don't get the results back until after the fight. So if Mike wins, it will change.
But weed would make you a worse fight.
Totally.
Yeah, so I know. That is crazy.
That's what nerds, the fun police nerds that test the drugs and they're weirdos.
They're just making sure you don't fudge it.
Why? Get a life.
Well, I mean, sometimes it is unfair to others that aren't using the drugs.
What about men and women's sports?
Yeah, but let's not go... Listen.
Oh, sorry. It's not the right
forum. You don't have to bring that up.
Yeah,
like, that's a different argument. But this
is... Well, you know, what's fair is fair for different people.
A genuine argument of, like, if someone's using enhancing drugs and the other person isn't...
It's not enhancing. It's dehancing.
Oh,
it's weed.
Weed is, but in general, it's drug testing in sport, I'm talking about.
Oh, I don't need to be lectured about drug testing.
No, I know.
You don't even know shit about drug testing or sport.
No, that's
and here you are taking the affirmative on it.
Also, if weed's legal in the USA, is it even a drug anymore? Like,
well,
hey,
I mean,
hey,
are you allowed to box when you've got alcohol if you're a bit hungover?
I don't know.
It's a good question.
Dumb rules.
Yeah. Well. Diddy's life in prison, a little update for you.
How's he doing?
Not good. He's not eating. He doesn't want to eat because he thinks someone might secretly poison him because he's got that many haters out there.
Oh.
I do have the menu for what's on offer in his prison cell.
What he's not eating.
Yeah, this is what he's choosing.
Write this down, everyone. This is what Diddy's not eating. You want to join his plight and not eat the same thing as well? Here's a list.
He can choose for dinner from chili mac and cheese or soy chili mac and cheese.
Oh.
With shredded cheese on top, some corn and bread and a beverage. That's his dinner. You can only imagine what that looks like on that tray.
Yeah.
Slop, basically.
Yeah.
Corn, a bit of bread.
Mm.
And by the way, there's no margarine with that bread because the next day it says bread and then it says margarine with it that night.
So just dry bread.
So it's just dry bread.
That's just to slop up the Mac.
Yeah. And speaking of prison, Andrew O'Keefe, Australia's Andrew O'Keefe, who keeps going in and out of prison
He's
at the moment.
He's in Silverwater now, isn't he?
He is in Silverwater. Apparently he is the target of some cruel taunts with inmates who are crossing their arms in front of their faces every time they see him shouting, no deal. Because he obviously was the deal or no deal host.
Let me tell you, there's not a lot to do in prison and any bit of entertainment,
of course,
prisoners are going to jump on board.
And prison officials don't deem this serious enough to segregate him, so he has to stay there and put up with it.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh.
Yeah, really?
But screw that dog.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, you're in the clink. That's the way it is.
Yeah. Well...
No deal. They're all no deal. Every time he walks into the prison yard, poor bastard.
Oh, look, there are worse things you could be heckled about. It's not that big a deal, to be honest.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Well, it's easy to say when you and I are in Hollywood and this This donkey's in silver water.
Kyle and Jackie O's
Hour
of Power. Kiss Melbourne Traffic.
As Australia's largest not-for-profit health fund, HCF is always finding ways to give more value to their members. HCF puts their money where their members are.
Good evening. Reports of an incident on the Western Freeway inbound at Leakes Road with delays heading back to Ferris Road. Otherwise, it's looking good on all your major arterials in and out of the city for a public holiday Friday. A crash in Endeavour Hills, Henderson Road, closed west out at Matthew Flinders Avenue. Take Belgrave Hallam Road to the Monash instead. If you're heading to the Melbourne Royal Show, watch out for extra traffic along Racecourse Road through Flemington. Also Epsom Road and Ascot Vale Road. Plenty of extra foot traffic around as well. And around Amy Park for the NRL prelim final tonight. The MG4 is the EV for everyone. Save up to 25% and drive away now from just $30,990. Ends October 31 at your MG dealer. T's and C's apply. The Kiss cast clear tonight, going down to 7. Right now it's 12 degrees. It's Chris, Kiss traffic and weather together first with Kyle and Jackie O on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Every morning on the Kyle and Jackie O Show, you can wake up and win.
I just want to wake up.
$10,000!
With Kyle and Jackie O's Pop Quiz.
10 questions. Every question you get right, you get $100. You get all 10 right, you win the big one.
For 10 grand, Adam Sandler and Jack Nicholson co-starred in which 2003 film?
Anger Management.
You got it!
You've done it!
Oh, no! Win 10K every morning at 7:30 with Kyle and Jackie O's $10,000 pop quiz.
Kiss 101.1.
I don't think dying's the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello? The brand new season of From, now streaming only on Stan.
Victoria, the SEC is back. I'm here with the wind for comment. Go ahead, wind. So you're saying the SEC is investing in renewable energy like wind, solar and storage and supporting us to go electric at home. Ah, so they'll help reduce energy bills, drive down emissions and create jobs. Thanks, wind. Keep up the great work. SEC, powering Victoria for Victorians. secvictoria.com.au. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Want to make $7 go further? Get Ambol Fruiteries Crave and Save. Just $7 for a selected sandwich and a drink from the 250ml Red Bull or 600ml Coca-Cola ranges. Good if you're craving, great if you're saving. Crave and Save, only at Ambol Fruitery. Offer ends October 1, see ambol.com.au for details.
This year's Melbourne Caravan and Camping Leisure Fest has more than ever.
An adventure zone, the RV Master Stage, an off-grid campground and kids zone.
Let's get going.
Sandown Racecourse, October 3-6. Tickets at caravanshow.com.au. Start here, go anywhere.
Fresh Tassie salmon fillets are full of omega-3 protein and much easier to grab than live salmon. Plus, they're now only $15.99 for a 4-pack at Aldi. Every time. Aldi, good different.
Does biting into an ice cream make your teeth feel sensitive?
Sensodyne Repair and Protect Toothpaste provides lasting sensitivity relief with twice daily brushing. Always follow the directions for use.
Bang, 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 bang.
Feed the family tonight with KFC's $24.95 boneless dinner. Share tenders, nuggets, popcorn chicken, plus chips and gravy. Get more bang for your bucket every day at KFC. Not available on delivery.
Bang, 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 bang.
Even with the cost of living rising, you can still get what you want when you want. Just snaffle it. Shop in weekly, bite-sized payments at Snaffle. For all the big-ticket items like mobiles, computers, gaming consoles, appliances, furniture and much more. And strut like nobody's watching. Go to snaffle.com.au, the home of bite-sized payments. TNC lending criteria applies. ACL 393023.
With so many holiday homes on booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
Does it feel good when Kennard's Hire has your back to make your job easy?
Kenno.
Whether you've got a big job or an even bigger job, get that Kenno feeling.
Kennard's make your job easy.
Laser Clinics Australia's big beauty sale is on now. Save 50% on laser hair removal and selected skin treatments like microdermabrasion, skin needling and more. Hurry, limited time only. Book now at laserclinics.com.au and save 50%. T's and C's apply. See website for details.
Jax, is there anything better than sausages sizzling away in the car park of your local hardware store?
How about 15% off on your car insurance premium, Sarge?
Aye, that is delicious.
Save 15% on your first year's premium when you purchase a new car insurance policy online from Budget Direct.
Insurance solved with Budget Direct.
Discount applies to your first year's premium for a new policy purchased online. Issue Auto and General Insurance Company Limited. Read PDS and TMD at budgetdirect.com.au to see if product suits.
Horizon, an American saga starring Kevin Costner, Sienna Miller and Sam Worthington is now streaming only on Stan.
Melbourne's number one hit music station. 101.1. This is Kiss.
Are you someone that I can give my heart to? Or just the poison that I'm drawn to? It can be hard to tell the difference late at night. Fate is that a compass in your nature? Or are you tricky cause I've been there? And maybe I don't need to learn my lesson twice. But if you really wanna go there, you should know I need someone to hold me close, deeper than I've ever known. Whose love feels like a rodeo, knows just how to take control.
The Kyle and Jackie O Show. It's the Hour of Power.
Psst. I see dead people.
Please welcome Tyler Henry.
It's the Kyle and Jackie O Show. Tyler Henry. We know this name. We've known this name. It's got to be 10 years, right, Jackie?
Oh, yeah. We should ask Tyler, actually, how long, like, he's been doing this for on TV, obviously.
Tyler Henry. That's right. The world-renowned. What do you call yourself? All-round good guy, psychic medium.
Macaulay Culkin impersonator.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
Kevin!
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
I consider myself a clairvoyant medium.
Correct.
Yeah.
Clairvoyant medium. Do you ever get messages come through that are so loud that you can't ignore it?
There are times, but I have kind of learned there's a time and a place.
Yeah.
And I never want to make someone's process worse. So I prefer people reach out to me. I don't really like to give messages at, like, the supermarket.
We see people that seem to have the same gift you have. I feel that yours is, like, being proved time and time again. Just watching you and your craft.
Thank you.
It's almost absurd to think anything other than it's the legit real deal.
Well, I think that it's always important to be willing to rise to the occasion. I understand skepticism, I understand doubt, and I think when you know what you are, you can kind of stand in security with that.
Yes.
And so I'm fine with discourse around it. I don't understand the ability itself, and I don't even really have many beliefs around it. It just kind of is.
What, religious beliefs or anything like this? You're just sort of in the middle of,
acceptance
for whatever this may actually end up being.
So what do you, you don't have any idea of, like, what we can expect?
Well, from the thousands of readings that I've done, it seems to indicate that life continues on, that there's some continuity of experience.
Right.
At the very least, that seems to be the resounding case. But there also seems to be something about introspection. Every person that seems to come through seems to acknowledge having a greater understanding. And so that seems to speak that to the other side, there's something about growth, evolution, looking back in hindsight and
some lesson or something. Yes.
Do you think people have regrets on the other side, or by that stage you don't, you see it differently?
I think they definitely look back and see the ripple effect of not only their actions, but their inactions.
Yeah.
So not only the things we did, but the things we didn't do.
Didn't do.
And I think that gives them a more well-rounded understanding of how they lived their lives and how they passed.
My dead father's here in this ring box and this little round container.
He's in there. Hello.
He's in there.
Yes.
He doesn't say much.
No.
We've had some of the world's best. I mean, guys that do similar, women that do similar to what you do.
I remember.
They've been on the radio show. Randoms ring up. They start reading their life and they're crying. They can't believe they know all this stuff.
Yes.
I present my dead father.
Yes.
Nothing.
It's just like a seashell.
Silence. Silence.
Yeah.
I think
that does every other person's relative have a message except my dad?
We always tell people, I always say, you might come wanting to hear from your mom, and you'll hear from your mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Yuck!
And it's always that kind of idea of you can't dial direct. So as much as I would love to, you know, pick up the phone and connect to George Washington, it just kind of either happens or it doesn't.
So this is what a dead person looks like.
Oh, he's in there. You aren't kidding.
No, my brother's taking this little amount of ashes to Graceland and on the sly sprinkling them into the garden because Dad was a huge Elvis fan.
Oh, I love that. And you got half.
Shit, this bloody bag's got a hole in it.
I wonder which half.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sorry, Tyler.
My asthma.